Hi, I'm CJ Liu, and you're listening to Fired Up with CJ on Transformation Talk Radio Network. This segment on Fired Up with CJ, Rodney Michael, speaker, author with a new book coming out in January, and trainer of behavioral change. And we're really going to be discussing how does one, once you know that you have anger and the various forms that we talked about before, some of it aggressive anger that we're familiar with, like road rage, or passive aggressive where you, you know, place seeds in your husband's shoes, give someone the cold shoulder, those kind of things. Whether you have it in one form or the other, the real intention of this show is to help and to heal and really to open up our hearts to people, including ourselves or others who are having us. And so one of the things I noticed when I was reading through the SCADs of material and anger management is they really didn't have really good tools to handle this. And so, Ragini, what I wanted to do is you've had a wonderful model that actually you've used with me before. And I wanted to take maybe an example, a story of yours when you got angry and how you like talked yourself off the edge. Would you share with us a story and maybe what the process and steps that you used?
Sure. I think first I should back it up with a realization that there was a time when my anger and my rage and not having life be what I wanted it to be was such that I was one of those people who would create dramatic stories like bursting into the home of my boyfriend to find him with another woman and creating an enormous scene. These are things that are in my past. This is when rage takes over and causes you to do, in retrospect, insane things. At the time, it feels like you're defending your turf or your right in doing what you're doing because you've been wronged. So I share that as a way of showing some evolution in the relationship to anger itself, because the first thing is really understanding that you have a relationship with anger. Mm. It's not who you are. You know, anger arises and it feels like it because it's such a big body experience. It's so strong and dense and powerful and hot, and it wants to take action. It wants to reach out and defend. As you said earlier, it's an emotion that has to do with danger.
I'm sorry, that just sounded too sexy. It's powerful and hot. I'm like, oh, is this anger that we're talking about? I don't know.
Well, anger and sex have a lot in common.
Okay.
They do have a lot of common. They actually do. So energetically speaking, they have many similarities.
Sorry.
Except one is supposed to be for pleasure and the other is to protect yourself. But anyway, so you're asking how a current situation or a recent situation where I got overcome by anger. I would say there was a time not too long ago when I had somebody working with me who'd worked with me for many, many years. And I had the expectation, and I think it was supported by their language, that they would stay with me into the future and would help build the business. So a time came when it became clear that that was not going to happen. And my anger about that was intense. I felt betrayed. I felt wronged. I felt misled. I felt hurt. And because I was trying to deal with all of that, it naturally just emerged into a lot of anger. I was just angry. How could you do that to me? Da 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 da. So what I tried to do was remember and ask myself, first of all, what are you angry about? Well, I'm not getting what I want. It was pretty simple. I wasn't getting what I want. I had an expectation, and it wasn't going to be met. Mm-hmm. Then the key question that I asked myself was, is it this person's job to fill your expectations? Mm. And the clear answer was no. It was not that person's job to fill. It wasn't their life purpose to fill my expectation. They had their own life purpose. And from a spiritual perspective, what was needed was for me to step back and say, okay, this is what life gives me. Now let's look and see what opportunities are there to take me wherever I need to go next to replace this expectation that hasn't happened. Okay, I didn't get what I wanted. But at this point, when you realize that you're angry because you didn't get what you want, it simplifies everything. Mm-hmm. Identify what you didn't get. And ask yourself, is it the job of that person? Is that their purpose in life, to give you what you want? And, of course, the answer is going to be no. And if you say yes, then you better go find and talk to a counselor, because you really are seriously off base here. Everybody has their own purpose in life, and it is not to fill other people's expectations. which is a difficult thing to really get your head around. Because, of course, there is, you want to fill some expectations, right? But not, that's not your job.
Right.
Right?
Yeah. Okay, so here's what I wrote down. So first you have to ask yourself, what the heck am I angry about? What expectation didn't get met? And then who is it? Mm-hmm. I'm hearing a who is it that actually did not meet my expectation?
Right.
And sometimes it's people and sometimes it's God, right?
Yes. Well, let me go back to the same event because there were two other people or things that did not meet my expectation.
Okay. Oh, okay.
One was my own for having put time and energy into yet another person because this was the third time this had happened to me.
Mm.
So that was part of the rage from past experiences that was being dumped on this poor person whose job was not to fill my expectation. And the third object of my rage was, in fact, God.
Yes.
It's like, what are you doing to me? I have worked so hard and given you my time, my energy, my life. I sacrifice. And what do you do?
Yes.
You don't give me what I want, you wretched little being. Right?
Are you saying God is the wretched little being or the person that offended you?
When I'm angry, God is a wretched little being.
Okay.
Now, God, fortunately, is whatever that is very grateful and gracious and forgiving. So it's okay. We have a good relationship.
So the next step is, whether it's God, yourself, that you're angry at, mm-hmm. which I think is interesting too, because sometimes you are angry at yourself.
As
eights, you're never, my personality type, I'm never angry at myself because I'm always right. So I guess again, it depends on personality. So no matter basically looking and saying, hey, is this person's job to fill this expectation? And then, being okay with what life gives you and then finding an opportunity to replace it. And I think the hardest part is okay, this is what life is giving me. Talk us through what your self-talk was during that time that kind of transmuted you from or transformed you.
I think one of the major things is understanding that everybody has to walk their own life path.
Mm.
And once you understand that when someone betrays you, if you look at it from the perspective that they haven't betrayed you, they are simply doing their life the way they need to do it, and that does not include giving you what you want. Now, that's a very different way to look at it. So in that way, you can forgive the other person for not filling your expectation. Forgiveness is an important part of being able to let go of your anger and move into sympathetic consciousness, where you understand that it's probably as difficult for that person to not give you what you want as it is for you to realize that they're not going to give you what you want.
Hmm.
I mean, I'm not being very specific here, but in this case, it was like the person continuing to work with me. That was simply not where that individual's life was going. And it certainly would not have added to her life to do something she wasn't designed to do.
Right. Even though you wanted it, right?
Even though I wanted it and that person wanted it.
Yeah.
But it wasn't what was happening.
Yeah.
Right? That isn't where her life was taking her. It wasn't what her next step was. So that was, you know, you have to forgive life for being what it is before you can really accept it.
Right. And that includes forgiving yourself, right? In that case.
Absolutely.
So how did you forgive yourself?
How did I forgive myself?
Oh, you didn't. Did you forgive yourself?
No, I did. I'm just trying to ask myself. I think it just kind of happened because it's sympathetic consciousness, because I've been in situations where I've wanted to give someone what they wanted and I couldn't.
Mm.
And it was simply because it wasn't right for me to do that. Now, of course, there are times when you're going to do that, but I'm talking about times where you're down to your fundamental values and where your life is taking you. When you can't do it and you'd like to, I understand that. And so I could forgive her and I could forgive me for being angry at her because I understood it. And that shifts the consciousness into sympathetic consciousness and thus compassion for myself and for her.
Yeah. I love the idea of forgiveness. And I think that that is what we don't give ourselves. I honestly, myself included, and I hate myself when I do this. No, I'm just joking. That's an example of what I'm talking about.
Well, you may be joking, but it's actually what people do.
Yeah.
Because we're probably harder on ourselves than anyone else.
Right.
But the fact is that I'll go back to what I said in the first segment. We're both human and divine.
Mm-hmm.
And the human aspects of us have to deal with this plane of reality, and it's a hard plane of reality to deal with.
Mm-hmm.
And we're going to do the things that we do because we don't understand how to navigate this plane of reality. In fact, that's what this new book that I've written is about, that's coming out next year. It's really how to navigate this plane of reality so that you have more peace and more compassion and more clarity about what it's all about here.
So Ragini Michaels, who speaks on internationally about finding inner peace, fired up with CJ on Transformation Talk Radio. Up next, talking a little bit about what other actions that we can take, and really the intention of having this whole segment was to give you a framework that I really didn't see that was out there. You know, I went out and I looked at anger management stuff, and it was really about once you've, the volcano has blasted, how do you clean off the little burnt people around you? You know, that's what I saw as kind of what, and what I saw was missing out of that stuff was really, okay, how do you actually prevent it from the beginning, and how can you learn from each experience? And I think the way that you've framed it is really helpful in healing, because it's really just about knowing that it's a signal. You're not a bad person. Everyone has it. It's expressed in different forms. Give yourself forgiveness. Give yourself love. You deserve it. Now let's go on break.